This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The U.S. today, including a New York bus crash carrying high school band. Very sad. 2 dead, 5 critically injured. Always so sad to hear this story today. And then the president allowing 500,000 Venezuelan migrants to work legally. So by allowing them to do that, he took a major, major step aiding asylum seekers as the border numbers are so on the rise. Plus Thursday night football. The 49ers 3-0 after routing the Giants. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, that's just a snapshot of what we're going to be talking about here. Plus your thoughts as we hit the mailbag. And boy, did you have some thoughts on the government shutdown. Some of them I can't even air. Well, you're actually kind of clean. You just made the little symbols for your frustration. But we'll get to that when we dive into the mailbag. And so we start with that bus crash. I know the area. It's I-84. Many of you know that area. And you see the bus, and it's like every parent's nightmare. It was a charter bus. It was a high school marching band on their way to summer camp, crashing off that interstate just northwest of New York City. The New York governor said 5 people are in critical condition. It was just awful to see this. There were 44 people on board. What happened was a front tire blew, and the bus careened off the highway and flew down a 50-foot embankment and then finally flipped on its side in bushes and trees. So what a terrible day of terror for those passengers and the passengers' families. And, you know, this happened in the afternoon, happened just after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, very close to New York, you know, less than 50 miles outside of New York. And so the biggest factor there is what I described, is that tire that blew out. But they're still investigating. There could be something else that also was part of it and contributed to it. But very tough even to get the people that were there. I mean, you had to get the people that were stuck in the bus who were obviously upset. There was panic. There was all that. And they had to come out of the bus through ladders. I mean, that was the way to get them out. There was 2 adults who died in the crash. One was a retired teacher and the high school band's 43-year-old director, too, from Massapequa, was also killed. And just the description of, gosh, just the description of what some of the kids said they saw, yelling and then seeing blood in the bus and all of it, thinking it just seemed so unreal. And because of how they landed on those trees, it was so precarious how they had to come out. They had to go down this ladder to get out of the bus, to find a way out of the bus. You know, there's always these conversations about, could there be seatbelts? Could there be some more safety mechanisms? What can you do with buses? And, you know, what do you do there? Because there's the embankment. It's this rare thing of the tire. We don't know the exact try from the bus driver of trying to ride it. But just a terrible, terrible thing to have happened. The other thing that people are talking about is what I mentioned also at the top, and it's this flow of illegal immigrants. And we know we've had this push-pull at the border forever. Since I cracked open this mic, I talked about spending a week with the Border Patrol and seeing what that cat-and-mouse game was like. But now we're talking about granting legal status to almost 500,000 Venezuelans who were already in the U.S. That's a big step in asylum seekers, you know, aiding them, as the number at the border is just, I mean, it has just exploded. And, of course, in Venezuela, you've got that political instability. And so there's the temporary protected status designation for those that are here in the U.S. There was that, and then that bigger step for the legal status. That's what this whole temporary thing is part of. So Democrats who've been pushing the White House on this, and what do? You've got this untenable situation in Venezuela, are happy about it. Republicans from Texas accuse the Biden administration of causing more unrest at the border by doing that because it's making things worse. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, said the Biden administration is making the border invasion 10 times worse. The news incentivizes more illegal aliens from Venezuela and other places to come across. And what do we do? So it is a political, economic, and humanitarian crisis in that country over the past decade. And, you know, it's pushed over 7 million people to migrate. Mostly, however, it's been to neighboring Latin American countries, but more recently to the U.S., going through that dangerous area. You know, it's called the Darien Gap. It's a remote, remote jungle between Colombia and Panama that is incredibly treacherous and so deadly. So now there's 800 more military personnel at the southern border, or at least they're on the way there, and now more efforts to prosecute people who are smuggling drugs or people into the United States. So what happens, just quickly taking it one step further, is the Homeland Security Department extends the validity, that's how they do it, of work permits for asylum seekers from 2 years to 5, which eases the financial hardship of paying $410 for each renewal and reduces the department's backlog of applicants, because that's the other part of this heinous situation, right? And apprehensions actually at the U.S.-Mexico border increased in July and August after they really dropped in May and June. So what Ted Cruz is saying, and what some others fear, is that this is just going to fling the gates open even worse. The town of Eagle Pass, Texas, a state of emergency. 6,000, some of you listening not too far from there, 6,000 crossed the Rio Grande River from Mexico in just 2 days. So we'll watch as all of this plays out. As I said, this is the familiar thing that I've seen up close and personal that's been going on for a very, very long time, and especially when there's political unrest somewhere, and then what does that do? Hey, coming up, we'll talk more about that F-35 jet where the pilot ejected. It was the craziest thing in South Carolina. And then the plane just kept going on. For the pilot, he landed in a neighborhood where some people actually saw what was happening. Very strange to see this pilot just crash land, basically, into someone's backyard. Not in the jet, but with his parachute. More details on that as we return in just a few.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Made by that pilot to an emergency dispatcher showing he was pleading for medical help after he ejected from that F-35 fighter jet and into a South Carolina resident's backyard. It was a home in North Charleston. He told the dispatcher, they said, we got a pilot in the house, and I guess the resident of the house said, he landed in my backyard. We're trying to see if we could get an ambulance to the house. Please, please, please. The pilot then gets on the call and says, ma'am, a military jet crashed. So imagine you're on the other end of that. We need to get rescue rolling. I'm not sure where the airplane is. It would have crash landed somewhere. I ejected. So you're on the other end of that 911 call. And really, a military jet, what is the person thinking? I like this military stuff, right? So I get geeked on planes, and especially because the Hubs used to be a pilot. He knows all about planes. And so we're very familiar with the F-35, and it was so shocking to me. But he hasn't described that. He's just saying, yeah, we got to get people rolling because they got a plane that is just flying. And that pilot's account came the same day that a federal accountability office released a 96-page report urging the Department of Defense and the military services to release the future sustainment strategy of the aircraft model, as they're going to plan to spend $1.7 trillion on 2,500 F-35 Lightning II stealth fighter jets, which is exactly what he was in. So he takes off, and this is an incredible piece of machinery. I mean, that's why all that money is being spent. And now he ejects, and it keeps going. I mean, that could have been an incredibly much, I mean, it could have been an incredible disaster. It's a mishap disaster, massive amounts of money, all of that. But the people on the ground that it could have, affected, oh man. I mean, it goes missing without the pilot for 60 miles before it crashes just north of the joint base in Charleston in South Carolina. That is unbelievable. The fact that there was this malfunction, and that's why the pilot had to eject and land in this backyard. And then that's the other side of it. And I know Charleston really well. You know, I've broadcast from there. I love Charleston. Love me some Charleston. The people are great. And I know, I know this airport. Some of you have probably been to this airport. I can totally visualize where this is. And can you just imagine being that person and you see this happen and then all of this is unfolding? So very little is known about what caused the jet to go untraced, because they haven't released very much information. You think about it. It's the most expensive aircraft, and it goes missing and crashes. And it was at an altitude, it was flying at an altitude of 1,000 feet. But it has this flight control software that probably explains how it continued to fly without a pilot. So what the Marine Corps did say is it's designed to save our pilots if they're incapacitated or lose situational awareness, which would make sense if you were in the cockpit. But he had parachuted out. So there's a lot of concern about this, about what's going to happen. And especially when you're talking about the money that's going to be spent on this, right? And it's supposed to be the best of the best. So yes, it did what it was supposed to do as far as staying up. That makes sense that it didn't just poof, crash right away. Because the idea is there's a much better chance if the pilot passes out to get that pilot going and not have that happen. Wow, still a lot of crazy unanswered questions. And that's just coming from a handful of days ago, essentially from the tail end of last weekend. And trust me, in Charleston, if you know anything about Charleston, they are still talking about what in the world is going on there. All right, so Ukrainian President Zelensky had a big meeting at the White House, and he is obviously in Washington. He's delivering an upbeatish kind of message to lawmakers. It's kind of a whirlwind deal. But facing Republicans, they're questioning the flow of American dollars that for 19 months has helped keep the troops fighting against Russian forces. Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, won't commit to new Ukraine aid after meeting with Zelensky. He didn't come out and say that, because this is one of the things we're talking about. The government shutdown, tick, 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 is getting closer. Funding plans are not happening at this point. It's all about math, people. It's the budget. And so there's the big fight over I'm sticking to the plan, and I'm not going to give you any cuts here. So it's been scrapped, that stopgap funding bill to keep the government open after the fiscal year ends on September 30th. And it does increase the pretty high chances of a government shutdown. So right now, the CR is dead, which is a Band-Aid. It's a fancy name for we got to throw a Band-Aid on this thing. So if there's enough progress on the individual funding bills to satisfy the demands of the holdouts, they could resume discussions on how to keep the government open in the interim, in the short term. But right now, that's not happening. In fact, Congressman Tim Burchett from Tennessee, Republican from Tennessee, he's part of a group that's saying, you know what? I came to Washington to be responsible. We're going to be responsible. And he's saying, we're going to block a short-term funding bill. We're going to do that because we're going to hold firm. We're not going to just put this Band-Aid over it. So we got like a week. If I do my math, and my math's pretty good, we got about a week, and then that's it. So right now, there's no votes, people, for anything that's floating around out there. So there is a chance. There is a chance that there could be a shutdown. A pretty good chance this time around. A lot of conversation, but nothing that says, yeah, we're getting closer. We're getting a lot closer. And it's just not, it's an upside down in all directions. There's a lot of animosity. Any pathway to avert a shutdown is just not there at this point. It's not there. So it may happen. And you know, you think in the history of shutdowns, we've had a couple of long ones. What does that mean? Because this is what happens. And this is what we care about. And I said this on the show. How does it affect people that are listening to the show? Who is affected when that happens? I mean, we know the main disagreements. It's budget. It's what's happening. What the 12 annual appropriation bills. It's different agencies and groups of agencies, and how do you decide what's going where? And you got to do it. Something has to be signed into law by midnight on October 1st. Otherwise, for example, national parks would be closed. Food stamp payments unfulfilled. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers won't get a timely paycheck. That's one thing. Then there are other things that also get affected by that too, as well, depending on how long it goes on, because that means there's no money. There's no money flow. So you get that. You get that if the government shuts down, that's what is going to happen. And we had one that lasted 34 days, if you remember. Remember the one in 2018? That was then President Donald Trump and House Democrats. And that was really a lot of angst over the U.S.-Mexico border wall. And 34 days is how long that went on. And the shutdown really only ended because the delays hit major East Coast airports, because there was unpaid air traffic controllers who said, I'm not going to work. I can't work for free. I can't do this. Are you going to pay me to even get to work? So that's some of the scenarios, if it goes on, that would affect a lot of people. All right, you had some thoughts on that and a few other things as well, including what's happening in the NFL. So we're going to go to the mailbag coming up.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. The hostage release will have to wait another day.
A 4-day ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas will begin tomorrow morning as negotiators worked out final details, which is leading to the release of dozens of hostages held by militants and Palestinians imprisoned by Israel.
The United States says its military forces were attacked 4 times in Iraq and Syria on Thursday,
Reuters reported both U.S. and international forces were attacked with rockets and armed drones at multiple sites in both countries. There are no reported casualties. You may have already started to see some of these. The Biden campaign plans to broadcast advertisements in two crucial battleground states. Anticipated to reach a substantial audience, the ads are projected to connect with over 1 million Americans age 35 and above. Dave Collins, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Overflowing. Just picture me. I'm standing in the middle of massive virtual mail that is flying all over the place. So let's just dive into it. This comes to us from Jeffrey. Hey, Katie Kate. I like that nickname has bounced back to me. Wow. So Rupert Murdoch finally lets go of control of Fox. How about that? Stepping down deep into his 90s. And, you know, you watch Succession. I know you talked about it. I was hooked into that crazy show, too. And we know it was based on the Murdochs, right? Hey, you know, wink, wink. And so it's wild that Rupert, who is the powerhouse right-wing god as far as media is concerned, what he built with Fox, one of the most influential empires we know, that at 92 he decides, okay, now is the time, and he chose one sole heir to step in, and it's Lachlan who jumps in for him. What do you make of that? Oh, Lachlan was Jeff. Lachlan's so tight with him. I mean, he's already the chief executive of Fox Corporation, so now he's going to be the sole chairman of both companies, because you think about Fox, right? And he's going to maintain Fox, because I think people are wondering, well, is something going to change with Fox? And no, they're going to maintain where they're going. Nothing's going to change at Fox, at least not anything. I know plenty of people in the that work at Fox, and nothing is presumably changing right now with Fox whatsoever. He's just stepping in, right? He's stepping into the shoes, and he's gonna run it, you know, period. So, wow, Murdoch, with how he started his media mogul fortunes and what he did in Australia with just a small group of newspapers, that newspaper chain, and how big he became when he hit the U.S., and then even when he snapped up 20th Century Fox and some of the ways that he got really deep into business, because he created Fox Broadcasting, and you know the rest is history. So this is very, very, very big news, huge news. So again, Lachlan was the likely guy at this point because a lot had changed over the, of the three kids, what's happening here. All right, this one is from Susan, who says, Kate, wow, we have so many problems in this country, and I feel for Ukraine, and I understand the tug of war over dollars. And, man, when we think that Zelensky is meeting with the president, then he meets with members of Congress, and then there's more money that's announced in this security assistance and more money for arms and equipment. At some point, you do wonder how much longer do we keep going with this? I mean, I see those pictures and I can't imagine that we completely pull any aid, to be honest. But I know that if we're 3, 4, 5, 6 deeper into this, how do we continue to be a big funder? And we're not the only ones, obviously. Yeah, I mean, that's the question, right? When do you cut the spigot off? So Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, announced on Thursday $128 million in new U.S. security assistance to Ukraine, as well as another $197 million in arms and equipment. So you know that, but this is not sitting well with a lot of people on the Hill. And now there's more Americans that are balking a little bit at that. You could say, well, if you look at the amount of money, that's like we blink our eye. That's really not that much. But the problem is, of course, is you've got divisions. You got divisions even among Republican lawmakers. Some say yes, and some say, we got to think about how much we're going to continue to plunk out here because we're skeptical. And I guess that's the part. The part is how much progress is being made on the Southern Front and what's happening in this war with Russia. I mean, that's what it is. What's happening? I mean, Russia bombarded Ukraine just before Zelensky met with the lawmakers on the Hill, right? So you look at the investment, you look at this new aid package, and then you look at some of the skepticism. And hey, the Pentagon is determining the training and the support, you know, what's going to happen. And if there is a potential government shutdown, by the way, that's all exempt. They're not going to stop that. That's going to keep going. So as that keeps going, it looks like the strike might be ending, completely turning in a different direction from this question that I got from Neil. Kate, a lot of my friends are tied to the movie industry. They have mouths to feed. They're not the fat cats producing the epic television things that we're watching or any of the movies, but they work on the sets. I have two buddies I went to school with, and their jobs are pretty cool, but not so cool when it's been a long time that they're getting paid. Well, they must be, hopefully some of them are involved in the writing side because you didn't specify, but the striking writers and heads of the four big Hollywood studios, anyway, have wrapped up a marathon session of negotiating. It lasted 10 hours. They didn't reach a deal, though, on Thursday night, but it's pretty intense. And they might be able to get there. You know, they're trying to get there. So Warner Brothers is there. You got Disney's chief, Iger. You have Netflix co-chief. You have NBC Universal studio chair, Donna Langley, who's there. And they've been talking. Remember, this strike started on May 2nd. May 2nd. So we're into day 144. So that would be a lot if you're out of work. 144. And we've actually had people on this show who have gone on the picket line because they're affected by it. Dennis O'Neill, who's been on here, he was the creator, writer, put together the screenplay, everything of The River Wild. And he has a book that we talked about last week, Bradford's Walk. So he was talking about it. We have some other people that have come on the show. I'm involved in a group in New York where some of the actresses have told me what that's been like, and, you know, going out on picket lines, and they have young children, and it's just kind of wild to see it, right? See it and then realize that what happens, it's one thing to be at the top, but it's an industry where most people are not making huge money. It's a pyramid where it's just at the very top of it. Sounds so familiar, doesn't it? You've got people that are making a lot of money and other people that aren't. All right, this is a big one that I got from, so sad. Max says, Kate, I know you're aware of this, and this just makes me sick to my stomach. I think these people should never be allowed out of jail. I hope they get completely convicted. I really felt when I heard about the one-year-old who died of a suspected fentanyl overdose who was just dropped off at a daycare. How does this happen? And as I say, how does this happen? I know how it happens. They were drug dealing out of the daycare, but how would the people know that that was happening? Of course they wouldn't know it was happening. And, you know, you have a child that is never, ever coming back, and you have other children who are hospitalized because they were exposed to fentanyl. And they had acute opioid intoxication. Ugh. Just seeing the pictures of the perp walk of the woman and the guy running that daycare, it just is a sickening thing to me. And it could be that I have a one-year-old of my own. I can't imagine how they feel. I know how my wife and I would feel, and it's something that I hope they get life in prison. I just hope they get life in prison. Yeah, it's interesting because the two are being charged with murder, manslaughter, assault, endangering the welfare of a child, criminal possession of a controlled substance. They're getting hit with a lot. They just were in court, but who knows how that turns out. It is very sad. Oh, and they found this, like, trap door where the drugs were hidden in this Bronx daycare center. That's where it happened. And this is a lot of drugs. That fentanyl that was in there in baggies, and so all kinds of drug paraphernalia. It was just a wooden makeshift door, and that's what was beneath the floorboards. So, yeah. You had three kids. Two-year-old boys and an eight-month-old girl who also were hospitalized, and then the one-year-old who died after suspected exposure to fentanyl last week. And, yeah, you know, it goes back to that thing again is, and honestly, if I looked at the two of them, I was in the Bronx, and I looked at them, would I think it looked like a normal daycare? Would I think that that was happening? Of course not. Of course those families weren't aware of that. Mm-mm-mm. Awful. Coming up, oh yeah, a little of this, a little of that, some of the odd stuff that hopefully will make you laugh out loud.
Yeah. Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
News out of Beverly Hills. The city council unanimously passed a measure that bans the use of shaving cream, silly string, and hair removal products for 24 hours starting at 6 a.m. on the morning of Halloween. I told you, it's serious. This is big stuff. The city said the decision was made with the interest of public safety in mind. They say these products have led to injuries in the past. There's a popular Beverly Hills house called the Witch's House, which has a history of issues related to silly string and shaving cream. So the mayor, Julian Gold, decided we need to get ahead of this. We need to do something ahead of the Witch's House so we don't wake up to Nair and shaving cream and silly string and all this other kind of nonsense. And apparently some kids, of course, it's like mischief night, they will throw it on windshields. You know, you spray someone's car with it, that kind of thing. So they're working with school districts to warn the children about the issues. And they're saying, this is what they're saying. Now, I don't know about these kids doing this. They're telling all the kids, They're making sure it circulates, that they're going to have bins where you can bring it and leave it. So if you have silly string, you can just deposit it in the bin. I don't know that I see that happening. I mean, silly string is fun and funny unless you have to clean it up. It's not so fun if you have to clean it up. So apparently, it really is a big deal. It's really a very big deal. All right, speaking of big deals, I got a couple of really, I'll call them interesting things that are, I don't know, might make you laugh, might make you think about it. Pause. You know, it seems to always deal with, when I find things or somebody sends me things, it seems to be we're talking about lizards and creepy things that I hope I'm never in this situation. But there were 20 rattlesnakes found inside a homeowner's garage in Arizona. I just cannot be thinking about snakes, people. They have these things in Florida called black racers. Well, I'm going to tell you about the Arizona guy. So the Arizona, because we got people, a lot of people listening to us in Arizona, our great pals listening on KVOI. We love you all because you always send me so much email and call and all that other stuff. An Arizona man called a snake removal company after he saw what he thought were three rattlesnakes lurking in the garage of his Mesa home, which is a suburb of Phoenix. He was wrong because there was actually 20 snakes. You don't mess with these. 5 adult Western Diamondback Rattlers, 15 babies. One of the adult snakes was pregnant. So they have these people called snake wranglers. And the snake wrangler found most of the rattlers coiled around the base of a hot water heater in the homeowner's garage. It was very cluttered. And the wrangler said, listen, I'm not going to lie. This is a lot of snakes. This is crazy. So how do you get rid of those snakes? I mean, their venom is less toxic. It's not non-toxic, but it's less toxic than other rattlesnake species. But you got to be careful with those suckers. You have to use tongs to pick up each snake before dropping them into large plastic buckets. And then, of course, you relocate them in the desert. So the number could have been higher because they found several shedded skins in the garage. They think at some point there were 40 snakes there. If I had gone in that garage, the scream that would have been heard around the nation would have been insane. I'm going to tell you my quick story. So I'd rather have a rhinoceros charge at me than have a snake come near me. But, of course, now I'm also in snake territory, which I guess snake territory could be anywhere in the U.S. But there's a thing called black racers, and every Floridian will tell me, oh, they're so good. It's so good if you have black racers because they keep other terrible venomous things away. They're great for yards, all of that. Okay. But what happened with me is one of them, and I swear, they look like baby cobras to me because they dance right up into your face. And one of them somehow got close to me when I had a garage door open, and it got into the garage, and it just freaked me out. I mean, I was just yelling for the husband, the whole thing. And he's so Texan, come see, come saw, not worried. Oh, that's not a bit. Don't worry about that. I can't get that. That's a baby snake. That's going to get out of here. Okay. So then months later, baby snake becomes big snake. He opens the garage door, and it dances right up in his face. I mean, it's just full blown. And he just closes the door. I can't deal with this now. That's what he says. So can you imagine if you had that many snakes and these black racers? Even if they bit you, they're not venomous. They chase other things away. That is true. But these Western Diamondbacks and these other snakes, yikes. And the fact that, I mean, who knows? Did they get every single snake? Because he had a cluttered garage. So who knows? So I think it's funny to laugh at that if you're not dealing with it. But if I was dealing with that, it would not be a laughing matter. Oh, it would not be funny to me. I don't know about the rest of you, right? It just depends on your tolerance, I guess. Yeah. And I talked about this before, but I got some emails about it. So hot dog, the wiener mobile is back because there was a short time where there was a name change. And just 4 months after announcing that the hot dog shaped wiener mobile was changing its name to the Frank mobile, the one of a kind wiener on wheels says, no, we got to revert. There was like a revolt around the country. Because sometimes you just can't mess with things. And you know what I'm talking about, the Oscar Mayer hot dog on the wheels, the yellow car. You've seen it. You've seen it in parades, the Macy's parade, wherever. I don't care where you're living and listening to me. It could be in the most rural area. It could be anywhere. But you know it. You just know the Wienermobile. You could be in your early 20s. You could be 80 listening, and we just know it. It's this weird, iconic thing. So then to all of a sudden mess around, and why did they even have to call it a Frankmobile? Here comes the Frankmobile. No, it's the Wienermobile. So they're keeping it as the Wienermobile. They went back to it. They reverted back to it, which I think is a really, really good thing. This would be embarrassing, but again, I'm going to revert back to the snakes. I would take that over a garage full of snakes. A woman was rescued this week from an outhouse in northern Michigan after she climbed in to retrieve her Apple Watch and was trapped. So she lowered herself inside the toilet. Oh, why? She lowered herself inside the toilet after dropping the watch at the Department of Natural Resources boat launch at a lake, at Dixon Lake it's called. And first responders were called after the woman who found herself in this situation was heard yelling for help. The toilet was removed and a strap was used to haul her out. And so now they put out, the state police put out a press release saying, if you lose an item in an outhouse toilet, do not attempt to venture inside the containment area. So they didn't even let us know if the woman was injured or the watch was recovered. This area is about 240. We got a lot of great people listening to us in Michigan. This area is about 240 miles northwest of Detroit. I'm sorry. I have an Apple Watch because, of course, we have to measure everything, every calorie. I would not lower myself into an outhouse toilet. I just would not do it. Oh, the messy, messy world, isn't it? So, thanks for listening to this hour of the show, everybody. Remember, be safe, be sane, and for goodness sake, be happy.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.